Hello, my friends. Welcome back to the Deeper Daily Podcast. It's the 21st day of March. It should sound, I notice it sounds very echoey today. Well, you are in on the final three podcasts to ever be recorded in the home studio here in Flowery Branch. We have been recording podcasts. I've been recording podcasts at this desk for a couple of years now. We had an office downtown in Flowery Branch for a while, but I've been recording right here for quite some time. We are in the very final hours, literally, of moving from this house to a house just up the road a little ways. We've downsized just a little bit. And so my home office is getting a new home. And I've got everything moved out except the very biggest items and this desk with my podcast gear, because I had some DDPs to work on before we got into the moving truck. So you are listening to yesterday, today, and tomorrow's podcasts are the final three to ever be recorded in this space. And so when you hear me again, there'll be a little different sound as I'm starting to do some of my podcasts from our new place in South Carolina, but also from our we will begin doing some from our home studio in Georgia. So that's why the discrepancy in sound and the way that these podcasts sound. I've never worried too much about making us sound super clean or professional. I've always just talked to you for a few minutes about the Bible. And so that trend will continue, and I hope that you will keep following us along the journey. Today we're in Luke chapter 11, verse 4. Verse 4 is the final verse of the Lord's Prayer passage from Luke 11. But I want to concentrate today on the forgiveness of sins. Luke 11, 4 reads, "And forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who is indebted to us. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one." The NRSV reading of this, "Forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone indebted to us." That's a better reflection of the Greek construction, because if you listen to this simply through the Old King James or the New King James lens, it sounds like this. It sounds like Jesus is telling you to say, "Forgive us only to the proportion that we forgive others. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us." And if we take that to mean, forgive us as we forgive others, or in the way in which we forgive others, or to the proportion in which we forgive others, then it's a conditional forgiveness. It works only as much as we forgive others. The NRSV, a little closer to the way it's built, "Forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone indebted to us," which is, it is what we do. We forgive those who have wronged us, but I think we should think of it in this way. We forgive those who have wronged us, not we receive his forgiveness to the proportion we forgive others, but rather to the proportion of which we know we are forgiven, we forgive others. I'm not just making up some thought here. Paul would tell the church at Ephesus, "Forgive one another as God for Christ's sake forgave you." Okay, there's your method of forgiveness. Forgive other people the way God forgave you in Jesus. How did God forgive you in Jesus? Jesus says, "Father, forgive them, they know not what they do." He forgives you in the midst of your ignorance. We receive forgiveness of sins because Jesus forgives our sins. We don't get forgiveness of sins because we earn it, but because it's a gift of grace. As God forgave us in Christ, that's how we forgive others, which would beg the question, how well will you forgive others if you are unaware of how well you are forgiven? And the answer to that question is you won't forgive very well. In fact, you probably won't forgive at all. A lot of times our issue with unforgiveness stems from how little we have forgiven ourselves, B, received the forgiveness of God. And so we are not awaiting his forgiveness. He's holding it back like he wants to give it to you, but he's going to see if you paid for it by forgiving others. But instead, we forgive others to the proportion that we know we are forgiven. So we forgive us our sins. Some translations forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Forgive us our transgressions as we forgive those who transgressed against us. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sinned against us. The New King James even mixes it. Forgive us our sins as we forgive everyone indebted to us. That's a fascinating reading because one is, Father, forgive us our sins. Father, teach us to forgive people's debts. Wow. I mean, forgive us our sins, we can handle, right? Teach me to forgive people their debts they owe me. Well, that's a whole other animal. So some of this is in how you read it. And if you read it as, I forgive others as I know I'm forgiven, then the Lord's prayer becomes, Lord, teach me how forgiven I am so that I can forgive my neighbor. But forgiveness is a must. But it can also read, Lord, forgive me my sins and teach me in that how to forgive all the things, debt included, that people owe me. And I know that when we say that, we want to spiritualize it entirely because we don't want to forgive financial debts. And I'm not telling you what to do with that. But I am saying that this prayer says a little bit more than sometimes we give it credit for. And maybe we don't need to overly spiritualize it. Maybe we literalize it. Father, teach me how to literally release people from the things they owe me as I come into the knowledge of how literally I am forgiven by you. That's an interesting way to see it. Now, we're going to do verse 4 again tomorrow because we didn't finish verse 4. There's another very important part to the Lord's Prayer. Let's pray it together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our sins as we forgive everyone who has sinned against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.